I am Marcus-san, and today I'm at Homeless Hack Day with quite a lot of developers and designers from a range of fields, local government, central government, and also designers from the private sector as well. I'm here with Amy at Amossy on Twitter, who's got quite a lot of experience with Hack Days. Amy, can you tell me what's different about this Hack Day compared to many others that you've been to?
I guess the fact that this one's only a day long, which makes it more interesting in the fact that you have to work quickly but also quite dirty. But because it's only a day, people don't tend to argue over concepts. So it's not a 4-hour argument, it's a 4-minute argument. And yeah, I'd say that's what makes it...
Is it a bit more of a friendly, more friendly atmosphere? Less competitive? Well, are you aware that the judges are going to be awarding prizes later?
Yeah, I am aware that there will be prizes later, but I think most Hack Days people go because they do want to make a difference, especially if it is centred around the third sector rather than the private sector, and that's why you get a lot more people from the private sector come to them, because it's a completely different experience than working with large multinational clients.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, I've got to agree with you. The atmosphere here today is really, really positive and really, really friendly. Really looking forward to seeing what you're going to be working on, and the follow-up event in about 3 months' time as well. We're going to be looking forward to putting information about you, what you've done today within those amazing single-day piece of work, onto the website, homelesshack.com, and also more info is available on Twitter, #WDIF. Thanks, Amy.